Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about a message I received and then just some totally unrelated news from Missouri. The message itself is about a term that I use, I guess, a lot, and the person doesn't think it's the right term. And I think that if you feel this way and you feel strongly about it, it might be good to hear this said. So I'm just going to read this, not even going to respond to it, and then we'll just move on to the news out of Missouri. Okay, I liked your channel. I'm a Republican but have watched you for a while. You generally have a no-spin approach, and even though I can tell what you believe, you don't try to cram it down other people's throats. But I see you constantly calling it reproductive health care or reproductive rights. It's not that. Every time you talk about Republicans, you say they're attacking reproductive health care, and your viewers believe you. You call Trump's base easily manipulated, but your viewers are too. They believe Republicans are trying to infringe on their rights and access to reproductive health care. Stop spinning this. You'd have to be a not smart person to believe Republicans were trying to stop anything other than abortion. It's not Republicans who are easily manipulated here. The IVF fiasco was an accident. Stop. Just stop. Okay. There you go. Now, in totally unrelated news from Missouri, the state legislature there, they're sending something up to the governor's desk. And what it would do, in essence, is defund Planned Parenthood. Now, I mean, obviously, with this message fresh in my mind, I will say that this is a Republican move to stop a... Wait a second. Wait, that doesn't make any sense. It can't be about that, because in Missouri, that's been banned since 2022. So, like, you know, Planned Parenthood, they're not doing those in Missouri because you can't. I mean, so it must be something else. So let's think about the other things that Planned Parenthood does. They do, let's see, they provide contraceptives. They do screenings. They do general health care. Oh, you know what? There's an umbrella term for all of this stuff. It's called reproductive health care. To be clear, this message came in today. The movement on this being sent up was, I don't know, 2 days ago. Point is, I didn't have to dig for it because it's pretty constant. The Republican Party is not just going after one thing. They are restricting women's rights in a whole bunch of different ways. And it's not even just reproductive health care. There's a reason you have a lot of figures on the right talking about no-fault divorce as well. It's about control. It's about, well, infringing on people. The reason I use that term is because it fits. The reason I say that's what they're going after is because they are. That's what it's about. It's about control. It's not just one procedure. That's just the rhetoric that they used to sell it to people. Again, for clarity's sake, they're going after Planned Parenthood in a state where that's already banned. So it can't be about that. That's just how they cloak it. That's just what they say. But that's already banned there. So the only thing that you can really assume is that it's about the other things. Or they're so caught up in their own rhetoric and they bought into their own propaganda so much, they don't realize that by doing this, they are going to harm a whole bunch of people in Missouri who are going to lose, well, access to reproductive health care. Just saying. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.